And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Religious liberty, well, that took another beating in Tennessee as Northwest High School yanked volunteer assistant coach Trey Campbell from the sidelines and then placed him on leave from his day job as their school resource officer. What was his terrible crime? Holding a Bible and praying with players during last week's game. Meanwhile, in Brazil, a mother faces $20,000 in penalties for the radical act of teaching her own child at home. Santa Catarina's highest court ruled her son must attend an officially accredited school because apparently the state knows better than parents what's best for their children. The gender insanity that's claiming actual victims, well, it continues in Ontario, where a 25-year-old man, complete with she/her pronouns on his Facebook profile because that makes you a woman, broke into a family home and sexually assaulted a toddler. Police found the front door forced open and the child with serious injuries requiring immediate medical care. And this isn't this man's first rodeo. A neighbor revealed he attacked her young son in 2021, served just 6 months of an 18-month sentence, and was released in March. Alberta's common-sense transgender laws protecting female sports and minors from medical mutilation continues to trigger the usual suspects. CTV manufactured outrage by featuring a 14-year-old volleyball player, calling forms requiring confirmation of biological sex purely transphobic and claiming they cause harm. Speaking of courts, LGBT rights attorney Carl Charles was just indicted for lying during an inquiry into judge shopping in Alabama. Charles and two other lawyers tried gaming the system by dropping cases when assigned to a Trump-appointed judge, whom they viewed as a bad draw, then refiling elsewhere to challenge Alabama's ban on child gender treatments. When questioned about calling judges' chambers, Charles gave false testimony, later amending his answers and apologizing. Corporate America's reality check continues as Cracker Barrel has now scrapped both their woke logo design, which we reported on a couple of weeks ago, and now the planned restaurant remodels after a massive public backlash. "We're continuing to listen," they said in their statement, suspending all renovations after stock prices tanked. Well, in peak 2025 absurdity, a thief from Manitoba is suing Grocery Mart employees who stopped him from stealing a car. The man admits he stole a jacket with keys, returned 30 minutes later to steal the vehicle, triggered the alarm, and got pulled out by 8 or 9 staff members. Now this man claims that their actions prevented him from getting a job that he never really wanted and caused him anxiety. And Canadian authorities, well, they didn't charge the employees with assaults. That wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.